Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefonica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Germany's 5G performance challenges reveal that even major operators like Telefonica are struggling with sub-10 millisecond latency. O2 Telefonica is strategically expanding its network footprint with new 5G installations on the 700 MHz and 3,600 MHz bands to boost coverage and support major events. And a Financial Times report highlights Liberty Global's spin-off plans, while Telefonica reaffirms its commitment to retaining its assets.
Two Handelsblatt reports have scrutinized the current state of 5G network performance in Germany, highlighting a persistent shortfall nearly 6 years after its launch. An exclusive analysis by OpenSignal in the report, Die 5G Enttäuschung, reveals that despite the higher download speeds achieved with 5G compared to 4G, major network operators such as Deutsche Telekom, Vodafone, and Telefonica fail to deliver the sub-10 millisecond latency required for true real-time communication. This gap in performance has raised concerns among the German automotive industry and experts like Professor Fitzek about its impact on essential functions like traffic monitoring and automated vehicle communication. In a complimentary piece titled Die digitale Dauerschleife, Stefan Scheuer further examines the ongoing challenges, noting that the industry is caught in a deadlock, where the promise of ultra-low latency remains unmet due to high investment costs and hesitancy to overhaul the existing network infrastructure. Scheuer proposes that bold initiatives, such as deploying small cells on every streetlight and establishing local data centers, could help break this cycle, especially when contrasted with the more aggressive network advancements seen in markets like China. Together, these articles emphasize the urgent need for additional investments and innovative strategies to fully harness the potential of 5G in Germany.
In a subsequent Handelsblatt article by Thomas John, Germany's international standing in 5G performance is examined. The analysis notes that although Germany was an early adopter of the fifth generation in 2019, the current average download speed of 144 megabit per second stands as only moderate by global standards. The report draws attention to Brazil's exemplary performance, where speeds reach up to 349 megabit per second as a result of aggressive government-supported investments, despite some reliability issues. Additionally, the piece underlines that factors such as network reliability and cost play an essential role in consumer choices in other markets. Overall, the article suggests that while Germany's network maintains a relatively stable coverage, enhancing data speeds remains a significant challenge.
The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung article by Katja Galinsky shifts the focus to the environmental implications of the burgeoning AI boom. The report details that despite the German government's ambitions for AI leadership and its potential to drive economic growth and improve public services, the energy, water, and resource demands of AI technologies raise significant ecological concerns. Citing a study by the Öko Institute commissioned by Greenpeace, the article forecasts dramatic increases in electricity consumption, greenhouse gas emissions, and water usage associated with AI-driven data centers by 2030. It also highlights an impending surge in electronic waste due to the rapid expansion of specialized hardware, emphasizing that current practices are unsustainable. The piece concludes by urging policymakers and technology companies to integrate environmental and climate regulations into the development and deployment of advanced AI systems.
The article from tonline.de highlights how mobile contracts in Germany offer far more data than customers actually need. An analysis by the comparison portal, Verivox, reveals that postpaid tariffs typically provide about 72 GB of data per month, which is nearly six times the average consumption. According to Verivox's telecommunications expert Jörg Schomburg, the unexpectedly high data quotas enable providers to charge higher prices because customers are paying for expensive high-speed volumes. The article also notes that even prepaid offers include data amounts that well exceed actual user needs, although the cost per gigabyte is higher in those plans. Overall, the report suggests that customers should carefully choose a tariff that fits their real consumption habits to avoid overpaying for unused data.
The extensive report from Telltarif.de sheds light on the ongoing network expansion across Germany. With a record number of installations reported by Telekom and a focused push by O2 Telefónica on greenfield projects and festival support. In contrast to the widespread activities of competitors, O2 is noted for rolling out new 5G senders on the 700 MHz and 3,600 MHz bands in various regions, and for boosting coverage in areas where it previously had little presence. The article details that O2 Telefónica is also enhancing its network capabilities during festivals, such as providing a mobile 5G mast for the Taubertal Festival near Rothenburg ab der Tauber, and setting up additional sites in regions like Degenodorf and Pfaffenhofen ad Ilm. In a broader context, the report outlines how the competitive push for improved service continues with significant upgrades from all major providers across numerous federal states. The detailed coverage demonstrates that while Telecom and Vodafone are focusing on comprehensive network modernizations, O2 Telefónica is strategically expanding its footprint in both new installations and temporary event-based deployments.
The article titled "Protect the Children, Not the Corporations," published by Spiegel. D examines the impact of digitalization on childhood and criticizes current practices that prioritize corporate interests over child protection. The piece begins by reflecting on how past summer holidays were filled with simple, meaningful activities, a stark contrast to today's environment dominated by smartphones and constant digital interruptions. It highlights research findings showing that modern smartphone users check their devices numerous times a day, with statistically significant amounts of time being dedicated to screen use, and provides alarming data from both the United Kingdom and Germany regarding the early age at which children, some as young as 3, are exposed to smartphones. The article argues that these young users are effectively being used as test subjects by tech giants, who are more focused on optimizing profits and technology rather than safeguarding children's psychosocial development. Concluding with a call for decisive action, the article stresses that the responsibility for child protection should outweigh corporate freedoms, urging regulatory bodies, caregivers, and even the companies themselves to establish clear boundaries to prevent harmful outcomes as society transitions further into the digital era.
In the politics and regulation section, an in-depth article from Heiss.de details a draft bill proposed by Interior Minister Alexander Dobrindt that aims to authorize the federal police to use state Trojans for intercepting communications on smartphones and computers. The report explains that this proposal would allow authorities to hack into devices, deploy malware, and monitor ongoing encrypted communications on platforms such as WhatsApp, Signal, or Threema, while ensuring that the core privacy of personal life is maintained. It further outlines that the surveillance capabilities are designed to target active communication streams without granting access to retroactively stored data. Additionally, the article from Heise.de outlines supplemental measures, including the use of drones, silent SMS, and other technical tools to enhance data collection efforts at public events and in critical security incidents. The report underscores that this approach is intended to close existing gaps in surveillance necessary for preventing imminent threats, such as planned life-threatening operations or severe criminal activities, while ensuring that the legal framework remains aligned with constitutional privacy rights.
According to Welt.de, Vodafone announced that metal fans at the recent Wacken Open Air Festival in Schleswig-Holstein generated the highest data traffic among all events during this festival season. The article states that over the four-day event, the Vodafone network transmitted 102 terabytes of data, marking an increase of nearly 20% compared to the previous year. It explains that this volume is comparable to the data contained in approximately 140,000 music CDs, with Friday alone accounting for around 35 terabytes. The publication notes that on normal days outside the festival season, the tiny community of Wacken, with 1,900 inhabitants, typically generates only about 0.5 terabytes of data, and that data usage dipped during early morning hours between 1:30 and 2:30 before rising again at 9 o'clock a.m. Furthermore, Welt.de reports that the festival attracted a significant number of international visitors, predominantly from the Netherlands, Liechtenstein, and Switzerland.
The Financial Times reports that Liberty Global is planning to spin off at least one of its subsidiaries within the next 12 to 24 months as part of its strategy to enhance asset value. The article explains that CEO Mike Fries is considering various forms of transactions, including spin-offs, IPOs, and other measures, following a recent sale of its Vodafone stake to better allocate capital. It is further highlighted that Liberty Global is pursuing an asset separation strategy similar to that of Sunrise, even though the company has experienced share price declines in recent years. In contrast, Mark Murtra, CEO of Telefonica, stated in the article that Telefonica intends to retain its assets within the company rather than divesting them through spin-offs. The report from the Financial Times also notes that the collaboration between Liberty Global and Telefonica remains positive, despite the suspension of a planned spin-off at Virgin Media O2 due to licensing constraints.
The article from Connect.de reports that Telecom is expanding its roaming options for travelers outside the EU in time for the holiday season. The updated offers include an increase in data volume from 1 gigabyte to 5 gigabytes and an expansion of the number of included minutes and SMS, with the Travel Mobile Basic option now including 200 minutes and 200 SMS compared to the previous 60 minutes and 100 SMS. The publication explains that the Travel Mobile Basic package, targeting popular non-EU destinations such as the USA and Turkey, is available at €14.95 per month, while the broader Travel Mobile Basic World package is priced at €29.95 per month and is also available to business customers. In addition, Connect.de details that Telecom offers dedicated travel and surf data passes, which vary in duration and data volume, and highlights the launch of a new Caribbean-specific data pass covering over 20 islands. Furthermore, the article notes that Telecom provides a complimentary welcome pass through the Mind Magenta app twice yearly, offering 1 gigabyte of data for global use, and emphasizes the company's extensive network of approximately 600 partner providers worldwide, including over 220 5G partner networks in more than 100 countries.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.